Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we started another area on the application of our faith, and that was losing one's life. And we saw in great detail, if we never lose our life for Christ's sake, then we will never, ever, no, never find our life eternally. So our ability to live eternally depends on our ability to want to fall into the ground like that corn of wheat in John 12:24 that we looked at last week and die. But if we do, then Christ can live through us. Our life will manifest the life of Christ to the point that we will be fruitful. Who would have thought fruitfulness in God comes out of not doing things for God? Oh no. But dying to ourselves so that Christ can live through us. Now, I said it a few weeks ago, and I feel to say it again. If we get faith wrong, let me say it, if we get faith wrong, then all that we do in God will be wrong. At the end of last week also, I spoke a prayer that we all must utter to be able to be used of God. And it was something like this. Now, it's not the prayer that makes it work, oh no, but it is the honest and true commitment and dedication of our heart is what makes this prayer happen. And I said, Lord, do whatever it takes to bring me to lose my life. Do whatsoever it takes to bring me into the fullness of Christ. Do you see the parallel of losing our life to come into the fullness of Christ? Most Christians have no clue of what I am talking about. Oh, no. And why? Well, they have been conditioned into believing they have to do things for God to get Him to love them. But no, my friend. God loves us in spite of our sin. God loves us in spite of our coming short. God just loves us. Yes, now, but we must ask Him into our heart. You can make no mistake about that. And yes, we must repent, which is a British military term, and that is to about face from the sinful things that we do. But we have no power or ability to do this in ourselves, in our natural man, unless we die to ourselves. But we must die to all of that thinking and allow God to raise us up from the dead, thinking per se, unto newness of life where we can become a new creature created in, let me underline that, quote that, in Christ Jesus, so that we can manifest the life of Christ and not just get a golden ticket to go to heaven or even come to act and look like Jesus, as many people teach. Wow, I bet you've never heard that before at your church. Well, maybe some have, but that is the truth. That is God's plan for our life. Just read the book of Colossians and see how many times in Christ appears. Well, let me tell you, my friend, 15 times in the book of Colossians, Paul tells the Colossians, our life is found in Christ. And do you know why? Well, there were many religious teachers, just like today, that taught otherwise. They taught that we are saved by works, doing things for God, but not Paul. Oh, no. Paul taught we are saved by grace through faith. And you can see that in Ephesians 2 and 10. We are His workmanship. We are His workmanship, not the church or the good deeds that we do. Oh, no, we are the church. We are His workmanship. And God is building into us a holy habitation through the Spirit. Ephesians 2:22. Wow. Now you better be careful here or I'm going to start preaching instead of teaching. Amen? In Matthew 16:24-25, and we covered this last week, Jesus laid down the standard for our daily Christian living as is the basic Christian principle for our life. And here it is, Matthew 16:25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Wow. Now, this, if we focus in on one word in Jesus' statement in this verse from Matthew 16:25, we will see that the issue is life. There are two kinds of life that Jesus mentioned in this verse. And the first is the life of Adam, the Adamic life, and the fact that Jesus described it as our life certainly points out the fact that we possess ourselves and our life. Let me say that again. But we can possess ourselves and our life. The Adam race belongs to itself. We are naturally born that way. When Adam declared his independence from God, that's what he's got. Self-ownership. Thus, the sin nature is self-ownership. The natural life is our life without Christ. This is our life. It is what humanity is without Christ. But the other life Jesus mentioned, praise God, is His life. Wow. He says that we must lose our life in order to find His life. Let me say that again. We must lose our life so that we can find His life. So if we understand this basic truth, that we must lose ourselves to Christ in order to find Him as our life, it brings clarity to what God means when He says that He has given us all things freely in Christ Jesus. How many see that in Christ is all life? Why? Sure it is, because Jesus is life. Thus, to put in a simpler term, the life that we find if we lose our life is the life of Christ, in which God has given us all things. Gather all of this up, and what it means is that God has given us all things freely in Christ Jesus, who is our life. The only life that can be found if we lose our life, yes. Maybe, my friend, that is why we do not see much of the life of Christ in the church today. And if not in the church, then how can the life of Christ then be in the world? Plainly said, if we do not lose our life, whether it be through ignorance or neglect or just simple refusal, we will not find Christ as our life. And we have to then live our life out from the world and our carnal, selfish, ungodly ways. We will not find Christ as our life, and we will not be able to discover or experience that which God has given for us through grace. Right there is the description of so many professing Christians that I know. It is also one reason why heresy, like the Word of Faith folks, are deceivers and is an open lie to the Word of God. You know, if we do not lose our life under the work of the cross, as Jesus said that we must do, and if we want to follow Christ as Jesus commanded us, then we must lose our selfish humanistic life. If not, then we will be living our life out of our natural man and not out of that spiritual man and the spiritual life that God has for us. Now, it may be a religious natural life, but it will not be the life of Christ. So if I am operating from the wrong life, the life that God wants me to lose, how can I expect to find what is only in the life of Christ? Well, I will not be able to find that, my friend. Millions of Christians, people that have been taught that God wants to bless them, but they are never told that it only happens in Christ. Let me say that again. God's blessings in our life only happens in Christ, in the new life that God has for us. Thus, they focus on mostly an earthly blessing, new cars, new houses, new health, you know, new job, all of those things, having to do with the life of Adam. Millions of Christians think that Christ, you know, in Christianity is a blessing of Adamic life, and many more seek to save their life for themselves, but that will never do. Amen? More next week on losing one's life. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week, and the Lord just continues to bless you in the spiritual way, in the spiritual life that He has for us, and not in that physical life, that we must lose, because if we lose not our life for Christ, then we will never, ever have those things that God has for us. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.